zone you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AMFM Shortwave Talk Radio. The truly long talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. We're here on this Friday, the 23rd of March, 2007, live from the studios, Republic Broadcasting Network. No scheduled guests today. It's an open phone Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Boy, I should have just plugged in a replay today, because this is one of these days where I am just absolutely fired up and just absolutely the piss-osity level is through the roof. Dealing with our Round Rock Police Department once again up here in beautiful Williamson County. You know, here's the deal. It's public policy now.
One guy, as I say, I had known from childhood, from kindergarten. The other guy I only got to know a few years ago, and actually the cousin of a very good friend of mine. And, he was out, very successful TV producer, very good health, happily married to a very, very beautiful woman with a very good job. They owned a couple properties. Did a lot of traveling and just enjoyed themselves, and he liked to play baseball. And one day, after playing baseball, his shoulder seemed a little sore. And he let it go for a couple weeks, and then he went to the doctor, and then they told him, hey, you've got lung cancer. You're going to die. Well, of course, they put him through all sorts of chemotherapy. That didn't do any good. He eventually did die from it. But I tell you what, he didn't take advantage of alternative therapies. Nor did my own poor mother, who died of cancer just a little over a year ago. And, of course, my other friend who had spinal cancer, he probably couldn't have been saved. The cancer was so advanced and so fatal. But the fact is that there are so many alternative remedies for things, you know, as serious as cancer and for things as not so serious as a cold. Of course, a cold can kill you if under the right circumstances, but that's why I always advocate alternative therapies, because there have been so many people who have been saved by them over the years. And as I always tell you, I use alternative remedies myself, and I tend to think that I might be alive today simply because I never unnecessarily put myself in the hands of the medical profession. And that's not to downgrade the entire medical profession, but I know in the case of my own mother, she probably would have lived a little bit longer and probably in better condition if she had not been subjected to unnecessary treatments. And I'm not just talking about chemotherapy. Well, I don't like to discuss downers like that, especially to start off a week like that, but that's what I was thinking about here as the anniversary of the death of my oldest friend approaches, and just my way of reminding you that there are alternatives out there. When we come back, a little bit more on alternative therapy, and then just some things in the news, and I think we already have a caller. We'll probably go to him, too. Stay tuned. This is Michael.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Back, Michael Collins Piper here on this Monday evening, coming to you from Washington, D.C. They say a very cold day here in Washington, D.C. It looks like winter has finally hit us. Okay, before the break, I was just reflecting on the fact that 2 years ago tomorrow, that would mark the anniversary of the deaths within 1 week of one another of two friends of mine, both of them from cancer. One of them probably couldn't have been saved under any circumstances. The other one did subject himself to radiation over a long period of time, which beat the hell out of him, and may or may not have been ultimately responsible for his death. But I can say that in the case of my own mother, I am absolutely certain that she was murdered by her doctors in almost the proverbial sense of the word murdered. Murdered for profit. And, you know, it's a very dismal subject, and I'm only going to talk about it for a couple minutes because it's just something to keep in mind. My mother had lymphatic cancer. She had several swollen lymph nodes, one in her neck, one in her thigh. They recommended radiation treatment, which she, in fact, did get. And after that, she ostensibly was cleared of the cancer, although one thing she was doing at the time she was being treated and something she didn't tell her doctor about was treating herself in those locations with hydrogen peroxide. Now, very strong forms of hydrogen peroxide are being used successfully in Europe, my understanding is, to treat cancer, even AIDS, and all sorts of other things. Hydrogen peroxide is about one of the purest things there is. And my mother was bathing herself in peroxide in those areas where she was receiving the radiation, but she was treating those areas where she had the swollen lymph nodes. Now, she didn't tell her doctors about that. Well, she later went back to the doctors, and they said once again that she needed this treatment. Well, to make a very long story short, ladies and gentlemen, my mother's primary doctor who was dealing with the cancer basically talked her into the final treatment that she got that finally killed her, and it was not lymphoma that killed my mother. My mother's whole system was weakened by the chemotherapy that she was receiving, and she had made up her mind not to do it. But I wasn't there. Fortunately, I was not around. My mother lived some distance away from me, and I talked to her on the phone every day. But what I learned subsequently was that she had actually admitted to my brother and his family, who were around her all the time, that she more or less felt she had been coerced by her doctor into taking the final radiation or the final chemotherapy treatment. She was afraid to say no to her doctor. A lot of the times, because my mother's hearing was bad, she didn't even know exactly what the doctor was talking about, but he was very forceful. Needless to say, she buckled and she took that final dose of radiation. I keep saying radiation, ladies and gentlemen, it was chemotherapy. It was a chemotherapy that beat her down, so. But she had another doctor who was coming in as a consultant in the hospital that she was in, and this doctor was detecting all sorts of things that this 75, 76-year-old woman needed, you know, all sorts of extra little treatments. You know, and in one case, he gave her a treatment for some ostensible ailment that she ended up having to go back into the hospital and have blood transfusions and have all sorts of things done because of her reaction to this medication, which was done between doses of chemotherapy. Well, in the meantime, I discovered from and I don't want to say who the person is, but let me just say this much. I know the Anti-Defamation League is probably in contact with the people at the hospital who murdered my mother. I got very good authority that one of the doctors responsible for the murder of my mother was known around the hospital as the hospital's golden boy. Why was he known as the hospital's golden boy? Because of the fact that he was responsible for constantly making referrals for other doctors. And, of course, obviously, he was getting a kickback. He was constantly sending people in for unnecessary treatments or for experimental treatments. You know, after my mother finally died, you know, my family had no intention of filing any lawsuits or anything. And we even had my mother cremated, so we couldn't have had any forensic evidence to present in a lawsuit, even if we had wanted to. And obviously, I knew in advance that this would be the case. But I called these doctors on the carpet. I spoke to the one doctor directly, and of course, he had very little to say, and because he was afraid of a possible lawsuit, he was afraid of possible publicity. In another case, I talked to someone on the one doctor's staff, the doctor's office manager, and they were full of denial. They were saying that my mother knew exactly what she wanted to do. And when I told them that my mother had said otherwise, and that my brother and his family had said otherwise, they had a completely different attitude towards it. They even lied to me and misquoted my own brother and his family. And I told them what I knew about them, and I knew some of the details, and I pointed out that there was a hospital in California where the FBI had actually raided the hospital because they discovered that there were doctors on the staff who were making unnecessary referrals. And you know, the funny thing is, ladies and gentlemen, after my mother's death, under completely unrelated circumstances, I happened to have occasion to speak with a law enforcement officer in that community, and he told me that his family never went to that hospital because there were just, as he put it, a lot of funny things. I subsequently spoke to somebody else a couple months later who had actually been employed by that hospital in an administrative position, and I found out that that nobody in her family even went to that hospital. So the point is this, folks. There are hospitals all around the country. There's a lot of good hospitals. There's a lot of bad hospitals. But there's a lot of bad eggs and bad apples who make a lot of money through unnecessary treatments. My mother would probably be alive today, or she would have lived a little bit longer and had a better quality of life if she had not been subjected to unnecessary treatments. And I'm not just talking about the radiation or the chemotherapy. I'm talking about the other treatments that she was subjected to by these money-mad doctors. And I am pleased to say, though, that one of my sources on some of the misdeeds and behind-the-scenes intrigue at this particular hospital is, in fact, a doctor who knows all about what's going on at that hospital. And he is a licensed physician who spent a lot of time and still remains a licensed physician. But he also knows about something called alternative therapies and alternative remedies. And he has been known to make referrals of that kind for people. I could tell you another story in this same realm, but I think I'll hold off on it for now because it's a very dismal subject. But my point is just to remind you that there are alternative therapies, alternative remedies, holistic medications, holistic treatments for a lot of these things that ranging from cancer to colds or to headaches. And that will bring me to my commercial here because, as you know, I do have a new sponsor here in this program. It's Headache Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. It's an all-natural blend of herbs and vitamins that cures and prevents headaches. HeadacheStayGone.com is the website. I'm going to give you the 800 number for them in a minute, probably when we come back from the break. But the thing is, I want to remind you, as I've mentioned here in this program, that I was endorsing this product because I had used it. This was a couple weeks before I ever had any idea they were going to be my sponsor here. So this is something that I have used at least 3 times, and every time I've used it, it's worked for me. Now, of course, I can't guarantee that it's going to work for you, but, you know, my understanding is the people at Headache Stay Gone invite you to order the product, and once they only expect you to pay for it once you've used it and used it successfully. Otherwise, you can return it. Now, that's a pretty good offer, and I don't know many people that make that kind of offer, but as I can tell you, I've used this product 3 times over a period of several weeks, and it's worked every time, and worked fast, I have to say that. So, in any case, like I say, folks, don't ever write off alternative cures. There's a lot of people, you know, who believe in alternative media and who believe, you know, in listening to alternative networks and reading alternative newspapers like American Free Press, but they dismiss alternative medicine as quackery. Don't ever do that. Okay, well, I'm going to bring up our first caller here. We are going to have a break coming up, and we'll hold him over if necessary. Let's go to Barney in Maryland. Barney, come on up.
Yeah, how you doing, Mike?
What's going on tonight, Barney?
Well, speaking of hospitals, in your book, Judas Goats, you have a question about what happened to Jesse Helms.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to know what caused him to turn around. And as you probably know, patriots don't come out of the President Naval Hospital.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And Jesse and possibly his wife were at the President Naval Hospital at the time of his turnaround. And a friend of mine told me while it was happening that a group went into Jesse's office and took all the contents out and possibly fired his loyal staff members. And that's what happened to him.
Barney, I want to tell you something. You are absolutely 100% correct about that. I actually have some indirect contacts, some people who know what happened in Jesse Helms' office. And I want to tell you something. I didn't know that he was in the hospital at the time that happened, but I do know for a fact that he had 3 very solid, very loyal staff members. Now here we go. Here comes that break. We'll go back to that again after the break, Barney. Hang on. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington, D.C. Stay tuned for more. Whatever happened to Jesse Helms, I think we just found out. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Pfeiffer here, coming to you from Washington, here on Republic Broadcasting Network, courtesy of Headache Stay Gone. Check it out on the internet at headachestaygone.com or dial their 800 number. That's an 800 number, 800-327-0727. 1-800-327-0727. I'm going to be getting you some more information on Headache Stay Gone, and we're going to have somebody on the show to talk about it, somebody right from Headache Stay Gone. But in the meantime, that's just some introductory information for you. I'm going to have a lot more information as time goes by. But like I say, it's a product I use and it works. Now, we have Barney from Maryland on here. Barney called in and imparted some information that I didn't know about. But in my book, The Judas Goats, I had written about what I called the sad story of Jesse Helms and how Jesse Helms went from being in the foreign policy realm a staunch nationalist to gradually shifting to the point that he was actually supportive of the United Nations. He had certainly become all out 100% pro-Israel after having been a leading critic of Israel in Congress, perhaps the only serious critic of Israel, with the exception of a few other folks who were subsequently thrown out of office. But what Barney related was that while Senator Helms was in the Bethesda Naval Medical Center, that's the infamous place where the so-called autopsy of John F. Kennedy was performed, and the place where former Defense Secretary James Forrestal fell to his death, perhaps and most likely with the assistance of other people, he being a major critic of Zionism back in the late 1940s and early 50s, that's where he died, fell out of his penthouse. But Jesse Helms was in the hospital at the time there was a Saturday night massacre at his office. And Barney, I want to tell you something. I know the names of two of the people on Jesse Helms' staff who were victimized at that time. One of them was a gentleman by the name of Clifford Kirikov. That's a Russian name, by the way. And the other gentleman's name was Dr. James Lucier. I don't know what's happened to Mr. Kirikov, but as I have been told by many people who knew him, and I met him on one or two occasions many, many years ago, he was a good, strong nationalist and the kind of people that we need working on the staffs of U.S. senators and congressmen. And the same thing can be said very reliably about Dr. James Lucier. There was yet a third person that fell in that massacre, and you're absolutely right about that. There was a literal takeover of Jesse Helms' office. I didn't know Senator Helms was in the hospital at the time. But that's a very interesting point, Barney, and I appreciate you for bringing that up.
Yeah, well, we were all concerned when George Wallace was shot, afraid that he might be sent to Bethesda Hospital. Okay, well, thank you.
Okay, Barney, thanks for calling that in. Folks, that's very, very interesting. And Barney was absolutely right. The key staffers on Jesse Helms, in Jesse Helms' Capitol Hill office were literally... they were told one day they were fired, they were out of the office, get the hell out of here. And a whole new team came in and took over. At the top was a former admiral who was definitely part of the Zionist network in the military. Although he himself was not of Jewish descent, he was under the thumb of the Zionists. His name escapes me. It's been many, many years since this happened. But he also, shall we say, imported some people onto Jesse Helms' staff, including one Jewish Zionist whose name, again, escapes me at the moment, but they started to reformulate Jesse Helms' official positions on foreign policy. And it's very, very interesting that, as I say, towards the end, Jesse Helms, who was one of the great critics of the United Nations, suddenly found something warm and wonderful about the United Nations. Kind of a strange turnabout, but as Barney very correctly pointed out, that happened more or less behind Senator Helms' back. But I think Senator Helms knew that if he didn't go along with what they were going to do and make him do, they were going to break his back. We're talking real power politics here. That's how it really works on Capitol Hill. And as I say, I have some second or third hand information on some of those things that happened in Senator Helms' office from people who did know the score. So Barney was not rumor mongering here. In fact, he filled us in on some details, like I say, that I didn't know about. I guess that's all the more reason to avoid the hospital, particularly Bethesda Naval Medical Center. Okay, well, we again have another break coming up, but I'm going to bring up Gary from Tennessee and hold him over if necessary. Gary, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
How you doing tonight, Gary?
Well, I'm doing better than your mama and your friends. My condolences.
I guess so. We can all thank God for that.
My condolences to those people. I have some information. People want to get a pencil and a piece of paper and be ready for this one.
Okay, yeah, people get your pen and paper handy.
I went to Google, having listened to RBN and other networks extensively for many years. Google the word, Gerson. G as in George, E-R-S-O-N, and I'll talk to you after the break.
All right, very good, Gary. Ladies and gentlemen, Google the word Gerson, G-E-R-S-O-N. Very simple word, not hard to spell, Gerson, G-E-R-S-O-N. Stay tuned for more. Your calls are welcome.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold and the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you here from Washington, D.C. We have Gary from Tennessee on, and he recommended that we go to Google, type in the word Gerson, G-E-R-S-O-N, and I did precisely that. Gary,
yes.
Tell us what you found when you typed in Gerson.
Well, there's three websites on the left-hand side of the web page, and there's therapy. Visit our store about the Gerson Institute. Find a Gerson clinic. And there's the Gerson Institute alternative cancer treatment. And that, I guess that's only two. On the right-hand side, it says the Gerson Hospital. And at the very bottom, the fourth item is the Gerson Therapy, which is a book you can purchase by Charlotte Gerson, who I have heard on alternative radio, And you can buy this book for $11.56 plus probably shipping.
This Gerson Institute, now I have to say that I haven't thought about them for years, but I do recall that in the old days in the Spotlight newspaper for which I used to work, we had a lot of good articles about the Gerson Institute and some of the things they've been doing in alternative therapy as far as cancer is concerned. So
the AMA drove Grandpa Gerson out of the country. He had to go south of the border, and they have a very good clinic just south of the border. And they take people that have days, weeks, and months to live, according to their doctor, and they save them.
That's right. That's exactly right.
They do. I've heard this. I think it's Charlotte. I assume that's. I think that might be the granddaughter of old man Gerson, Grandpa
Gerson. I believe that's the daughter, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong about that, but
I could be too. I don't know how many generations passed. The bottom line is, all the illness we're facing today is basically a depression of the immune system and lack of vitamins, minerals, enzymes, etc. through this GMO foodstuff and poor eating habits. It's a combination of nutritional, environmental, and the medical institute. If you think you're going to go to a doctor, let them cut, burn, and poison and cure you of some disease, they don't cure disease, they treat symptoms. If you got a broken leg, yeah, a doctor can fix that. If you got a cavity, a dentist can fill it with non-mercury fillings, obviously.
With non-mercury fillings, that's
right.
Absolutely right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I would hope that this input that I gave to your program tonight might save the lives of many loved ones in the country that are suffering.
Gary, I'm glad you called that in because, you know, when you said type in Gerson, I frankly had forgotten about the Gerson Institute and Dr. Gerson and Charlotte Gerson and everything. And so when I typed it in, I said, Gary knows what he's talking about because that jumps right out at you. And people can go to Gerson.org, Gerson.org. And that's just one of many, many places and groups of people who are working in the alternative cancer field. And, you know, the list goes on and on and on, but that's one that's been around for a long, long time and has a real good reputation, and thank God they continue to do what they're trying to do.
Yeah, but they got to do it south of the border unless you buy the book. You do the same damn thing at home if you buy the book.
Yeah, that's the thing about it. That's what's so interesting. And, you know, so many of these really, like you say, you know, if you break your arm, the best thing to do is go to the doctor to get it fixed. But, you know, there's a lot of little funny things, little problems with your system that you can cure yourself through the right diet and through some remarkable miracle cures that are not so miraculous because they're things that you can buy in the local drugstore, not even the drugstore, in the health food store, or even on the spice rack at your local corner grocery store.
And the side effects don't kill you.
Exactly, that's right. And
that brings up another issue, Codex Alimentarius.
Right, exactly.
Big Pharma don't want that, and they want to dilute the I guess you call them minerals and vitamins or whatever that you can get at a health food store to the point where you have to eat a bottle of it a day to get any good out of it. The deck is stacked.
Yeah, this is something my colleague Tom Valentine, who used to write for the Spotlight, used to do a lot of research into this particular field, and this is one of the things that we discovered, or I should say Tom certainly discovered, and other people have likewise pointed out, that what the government does, they know there's such a demand for natural products, organically grown food products and so forth. Well, what they do is they go in and start rewriting the rules and deciding what is organic and what isn't, what is natural, what isn't. And in that way, they basically undercut the people who are really providing the real natural products, the real organically grown products, or make it such that they can't make a living doing it, and therefore the big companies, the big agribusiness, and the big drug companies all working together maintain their monopoly. So this is a thing. You have to be very, very careful.
On a lighter note, I went to the RBN website and looked at your picture, and first thing that came to my mind was you in that little plaid red and green and whatever the color kilt with a pair of bagpipes. And don't tell me you are related to Roddy Rowdy Piper, the wrestler.
Well, I tell you what, I don't know what picture you're talking about on the RBN website.
Go to the host page.
I've never had my picture taken in a kilt. In fact, I've never been in a kilt.
No, it's a headshot, but you got reddish type hair. And I filled in the bottom half with a kilt and the bagpipes.
Well,
I'll let you go.
You've got a wild imagination, Gary. But let me just say this much: I don't know if I'm related to Rowdy Roddy Piper, but I can say this much: that if I was, I wouldn't admit to it. Not that I dislike Rowdy Roddy Piper, but I'm just concerned about his career, because if the Anti-Defamation League thought that I was related to Rowdy Roddy Piper, they'd drive him out of Hollywood just to keep him from being successful any further, because they might be afraid that his success might rub off on me. So I'll just say I don't know if I am related to him or not, but just for the benefit of the Anti-Defamation League, I'm going to say formally, no, I'm not related to Rowdy Roddy Piper.
You're one hell of an informationalist, and he's one hell of an entertainer. Good night.
Appreciate your call, and thanks for reminding me and everybody else about the Gerson Institute.
You're very welcome.
All right. Thanks, Gary. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go to Ann in New Mexico. Ann, you've been very patient. Come on up.
Hi, Michael.
How are you doing tonight?
Pretty good, and you?
Well, I'm pretty cold here. I hope it's warmer in New Mexico.
Well, we had a cold snap here, too. I got my heater on.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, down to the 20s, you know, at night.
You get that nice desert weather out there, though.
Yeah, but, it was sunny today.
It does get cold at night, though, in the desert. People forget about that.
And it was in the 30s there for a couple of days, so it's climbing back up now.
We had 75 degrees here a couple of days ago, and now it's ice cold, so I guess you can't have everything you want, but that's life.
Yeah, I like New Mexico. It's just wonderful. I'll say condolences on your mom and your mother and your friends. How old was she?
My mother was only 77.
Oh, dear, that's young.
She should have had a few more years on her, but the doctors decided otherwise.
Yeah, my mom passed when she was 70 about 20 years ago. I'm 66 now. And I agree with all of your callers. It's the deck is stacked, and we have to do what we can, especially with that Codex Alimentarius and poison in the water and air and GM food and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I have a filter in my kitchen. I filter all of my water. I filter all of my water, and I want to tell you something. I noticed the difference after I started filtering my water. I realize, because I drink a lot of water because I know it's good for you, it flushes your system out, but I noticed that after I started filtering my water, I slept better, my digestion was better, I felt better all around.
Well, what I do is I buy the reverse osmosis.
Yes, okay.
It sits on a North Pole magnetic brick,
mm-hmm.
and I drink half my weight in ounces. You know, I strive for 80. I weigh around 160. But I strive for 5 pints of water.
Okay.
And then I put minerals in it.
That doesn't hurt either. That's
right. Yeah, minerals. It's trace minerals. And so that's what I do with the water. And then I have tea, you know, herbal teas.
Exactly.
Peppermint and things like that. Now, I just want to ask about Jeff, and then I want to give you the listeners a hint. Is Jesse Helms still alive?
Yes, he is. Yeah, he's I'm not sure how old he is now, but he retired from the Senate, and he's very much slowed down. He's an older man. I think he's well into his 80s.
Now, by the massacre, did you mean they just took over and fired those people? Or?
Yeah, I was referring back, you know, back in the Nixon administration, they called it the Saturday Night Massacre when there were a couple of Nixon enemies inside the administration. They fired all at one time. That's what they did in the Helms office. These were the good guys in the upper echelons of Helms office. They cut their heads off. They fired them, took over the office, locked them out, and Helms' policies changed after that.
Yeah. Power politics, you got that right. They're thugs. That's what they are. They're just thugs. But I want to recommend, I'm looking at it right now. It's called Prescription for Nutritional Healing. It's the third edition, and it's a practical A to Z reference to drug-free remedies.
That's a good book.
Vitamins, minerals, herbs, and food supplements. It's by James and Phyllis, B-A-L-C-H. It's real thick. It's about 750 pages. And I use it, you know, and then whatever it is I'm looking at, I'll just go down and go out and buy the herbs, for instance, you know, that are needed. And there's a lot of really good information in this book, and it's a book. First of all, I go to Abba Yahweh Rapha. He's the healer, and he's the one I go to first.
Oh, okay. Does he have a website or...
Pardon?
Does he have a website?
He's the creator of the universe, Michael.
Oh.
He's created all of us, and praise his name. And yes, he does have a website. It's called prayer. Prayer. You just pray to him, Michael. That's interesting. You just tickled my heart. Yeah, you pray to him, and Yahweh Rapha. He heals us. So
a lot of us, I'll tell you why that kind of threw me, because a lot of us just refer to him generally as God. So.
But that's not his name. If you do the research, I just got an article on all of that, and of course I've done extensive research on the names, and I just refer to him as Yahweh because that's his name. God. Well, if you research it out, you don't want to call him that. But see, you know what I mean. I don't try and foist anything on anybody.
No, I understand. I understand what you're saying. Yeah. Well, okay. Let me just
refer to him. But anyway, I go to prayer. I go to Abba Yah first, and then I refer to any herbs that he made. Those are the things I'll take.
Well, that's the funny thing about it, because that is exactly who created all these things.
Yes,
whether
hallelujah.
We call him God or Yahweh,
Yahweh,
that's exactly right.
Yeah, and so hallelujah, and I, like I say, I'm not on any prescriptions, and I'm in relatively good health. You know, maybe I could lose a little weight. But,
couldn't we all, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm 66, and I just give him all the praise because I'm telling you, it's just like one of your callers said, it's a stacked deck.
Yeah.
So you have to do everything. Oh, and then eat organic. And I go to a juice bar here in town and get organic juice drinks whenever I'm in the mood. And I got a juicer at home, but it's just, you know, trying to do that. You know, sometimes I end up throwing stuff out, and I figure, well, it's better for me to go to the juice bar, you know.
Well,
and
one of the problems is that, you know, a lot of people were intimidated by alternative medicine, and that they feel like they need some sort of scientific background, or they have to have some. And like you say, that book, Prescription for Nutritional Healing.
Yeah. See, that's the problem. See, we're being programmed to rely on so-called experts.
That's right.
And I am one. I've always been. I don't want to exactly say a rebel, but I've never followed the leader.
No, but you can get a lot of good books like that.
But you know what I'm saying?
Tell you the herbs you need.
Yeah, I don't follow people in white coats. You know, I question them if I don't think it's a good idea. Like, I went to this doctor. I needed to get okay to go to physical therapy. And she wanted to do this and that. And I said, no, I don't want to do it. They were all set to, set up an appointment for something, you know, some medical test, and I said, no. I said, I want your pass to see the physical therapist, because now you have to have a doctor's okay for that. And I had sprained my knee. I stepped on one of my dog's toys. And so, you know, you have to go in there fighting. You know what I mean? You have to be on your guard, and you have to be able to say no. A lot of people are, like you say, intimidated.
Absolutely.
But not me. I go in there and I ask them why they're doing something, you know, give me the reasons and all of that. And then I have the choice. You see, I have the choice to authorize it or not.
That's right.
You see,
mm-hmm.
the power rests with the people, with ourselves. So, and then a lot of times what I do is I pray and get guidance that way, and then I decide yes or no. And that's the way to do it. But this book, I highly recommend. I think it would help a lot of people.
Yeah, I've seen the book. In fact, I think I may have a copy of it around here somewhere. I was struggling to look for it, but
this
I have
thousands the third
of books. It's kind of hard to find.
Yeah, this is the third edition. And right now I'm reading Super Health and Super Life, and what I'm doing is my friend's, my neighbor's book, and I'm just going to take all the best things, you know, from it and write it down. And it's antioxidants and different foods, you know, that you can eat for this or that. So it's good to study on this thing. You know, it's good to study up on this.
That's right. People don't realize how simple it really is.
Well, Michael, thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ann. Appreciate that.
Yeah, we bless
I hope
you.
Somebody listened and learned.
Yeah, we bless you.
Okay, you take care, Ann. Mm-hmm. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got about 5 more minutes left here. If you want to call in, you're welcome to do it. 800-313-9443.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
If joint pain, stiffness, or discomfort stops you from enjoying the things you like to do, now there's help. Introducing Joint Nutrients, the all-new, fast-acting, all-natural, great-tasting liquid formula that, when taken as directed, can help relieve the pain associated with osteoarthritis and with no harmful side effects. Joint Nutrients help restore and replenish joint fluid that is lost with aging, certain injuries, or constant pounding of the joints. And unlike other products that simply address the pain, Joint Nutrients goes to work to start repairing and correcting natural joint function while providing the relief you need. So if you are one of the millions of Americans who suffer from arthritis, then you need Joint Nutrients. Call 1-866-240-5670. 1-866-240-5670. Reduce arthritis pain, increase flexibility, and enhance joint health with Joint Nutrients. Call 1-866-240-5670.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Mike Piper returning to you here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Have one caller remaining here this evening with us. We're going to go ahead and bring him up and wrap up the hour. It's Jim in Pennsylvania. Jim, come on up.
Good evening, Mike. How are you?
How you doing tonight?
Good. Listen, I was listening, and I see your program took a turn for the alternative medicine angle tonight.
Yeah. I didn't know that was coming, but it happened. Yeah, I'm glad it did, because I mention it on occasion, but you know, I think it's so important. I wish people would look a little bit more into it, those who reject it. But be that as it may, go ahead.
Yeah, well, listen, I just wanted to mention a website. I look at it quite often myself, and it's a very informative website. It's called doctoryourself.com.
Doctoryourself.com.
Right.
Okay.
And the website producer is a fellow by the name of Andrew Saul.
Okay.
He's got a PhD, and he's the editor of the Journal of Orthomolecular Medicine.
Okay.
That's the field of medicine that Linus Pauling was involved in.
Yeah, that sounds... Okay, I'm not real well-versed in it, but yeah, that sounds familiar, yeah.
And, you know, there's information there on Gerson therapy as well. I know you mentioned Gerson therapy
right. Tonight,
mm-hmm. You know? So it's one of the more popular and informative websites out there for people who are, you know, willing to go the extra step and try and proactively take care of themselves, you know?
Well, you know, but, you know, Jim, now, you know, that's the thing. Now, you just said go the extra step. You know, this is what I'm afraid of, and this is what I think too many people think, that it is an extra step. I would say that some of the most effective medications that I have used very successfully over the past 10 years have been ginger root, ground ginger bought off the shelf right in the local grocery store, lemon oil from the health food store, tea tree oil, and plain old thyme from the grocery store that you can make tea out of. Also garlic. I mean, these are not mysterious things.
Right.
These aren't these unusual herbs, you know, that you've never heard of. Everybody's heard of garlic. Everybody's heard of ginger. I mean, you know, people drink ginger ale when they get a stomach ache, you know?
Sure. Oh, they give that in hospitals even, you know?
I'll tell you something. I have a friend whose father is a gastroenterologist, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. Now, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, it really doesn't matter, because the bottom line is this guy's a stomach and intestine doctor. And he was having terrible indigestion, and he was complaining about it to his son. And I said to him, I said, doesn't your father know about ginger? And so here my friend goes to his father and says, hey, Mike Piper says, just chew on some ginger. And you know what? This gastroenterologist, who's a millionaire, no longer had his indigestion problems, because he went out to the grocery store and bought some ginger root and just chewed on some ginger root.
That's
simple.
Yeah.
And this is a guy who went to medical school, you know.
Right.
So this is what I say. This is why, and I tell you what, I've had some prostate problems over the years, which is no surprise considering some of the terrible alcoholic beverages I've ingested. A little bit of lemon juice with a little bit of water and a little bit of olive oil and a little bit of garlic is an absolute 100% cure for me. It's worked more than once. Funny how these things work, Jim, or don't work, as the case may be, unless you try it out.
All right, Mike.
All right, listen, thanks. What was that, doctoryourself.com?
Right. That's by Andrew Saul. He has a book. One of his books is actually called Fire Your Doctor, How to Be Independently Healthy.
I'm all in favor of it. Doctoryourself.com.
All right,
listen,
Mike.
Thanks for your call, Jim.
Good night.
Remember that, folks, some ginger, some garlic, some lemon juice, all sorts of funny little things you can do without going to the doctor. Drives them crazy. All right. Thanks for listening in, folks. This is Michael Collins Piper retiring for the evening here in this cold night in Washington. Hope you have a good evening.